Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and thank you for tuning us in. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and we are reading God's Word. That's all we're doing, and we're seeing what lessons we can learn from it this week. We're studying the book of Exodus as a whole, really, and we've been studying for the last couple of times now the 10 plagues. And we're ready for Exodus chapter 9 and verse 8, which begins the back half of the 10 plagues. That would be boils. Exodus 9, beginning of verse 8. We've talked about water being turned into blood. We've talked about the plague of frogs everywhere and lice everywhere and flies everywhere. And now this disease and death of cattle. Now let's talk about these boils. Exodus 9:8. The Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes out of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become a small dust in the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man, upon beast, throughout all the land of Egypt. And so they took the ashes out of the furnace, and they stood before Pharaoh. Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a bull breaking forth with blains upon man, upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the bull was upon the magicians and all the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. So Moses is instructed to take some ashes out of the furnace, throw them up in the air, and that would cause these boils, these painful swellings on different parts of the skin filled with pus. That would be tender. They would be sore. You couldn't sleep. You couldn't walk. You were miserable. Well, epidemics would be the study of the skin. And Sekhmet would be the Egyptian goddess of the skin, or the Egyptian goddess of epidemics. We see that Serapis is the Egyptian god of healing, and also Imhotep would be an Egyptian god of healing as well. So, Almighty God Jehovah in heaven, one God that is living, that is powerful, is showing superiority over these three things that are made up that these Egyptians, they try to bow down. This plague affected the physical body. Now, the other plagues, I mean, you could argue that lice might affect the physical body, but that is something else attaching itself to the body. Here we see this one is the physical body. And this time, Pharaoh's magicians, they can't even show up because of the pain that they're in, because of the boils that are upon them. God knows what he's doing. Yet, he also knows what he's doing by hardening Pharaoh's heart, not letting God's people go. Let's continue our study in Exodus chapter 9. We'll begin in verse 13 through 35. That's the seventh of the 10 plagues. That is hail. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning. One of my favorite biblical phrases, by the way. Stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, upon thy servants and thy people, that thou mayest know there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand and smite thee, that thou might and thy people with pestilence, thou shalt be cut off from the earth. For in very deed, for this cause I have raised thee up, to show in thee my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exalted thou thyself against the people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle, all that you have, for every man and beast which shall be found in the field and not brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into his houses. He that regardeth not the word of the Lord left his servants and cattle there in the field. So the Lord has Moses stretch forth his hand and calls up to heaven, and this massive hail starts coming down. You may have seen or may have been a victim to hail damage when a hailstorm comes through. It can affect your property. I mean, if it's big enough, it can cause some damage to you. Well, this hail is monumentous enough that if your beasts are out in the field, they got hit with this hail, they die. If you were walking, it hits you, it would kill you. We see that these people, he says, if you fear the Lord, you'll do what he said. Verse 35, the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Neither would he let the children of Israel go as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Now, the Egyptian sky goddess name was Nut, N-U-T. There's also the Egyptian goddesses of Isis and Seth. They're the agricultural deities. And Shu, S-H-U, is the Egyptian god of the atmosphere. And God, Almighty God, Jehovah in heaven, shows them to be pointless, to be so silly. Why would you worship them? There is a historical uniqueness for such a storm like this in Egypt. Pharaoh confesses his sin, but he later changes his mind. He wants to admit, I have sinned by not letting this God's people go, but at the same time, he hates to admit that he has done anything wrong. So he will have to pay the consequences for it. And that is the seventh plague, that is of hail. Now, keep in mind, these are taking place over a series of months. And so one's happening, then just as soon as they think they've recovered, another one comes to bite them, if you will. God is not playing around. God wants his people out of there. You may say, Brother Justin, why didn't God just pick up his people and move them? Couldn't he do that? Well, certainly he could do that if he wants to. But at the same time, he said at the beginning of this study in chapter 7, all these things will be done that the Egyptians may know who God is and why they should fear him, because the Egyptians are confused when it comes to worshiping. We're going to take us a quick little break, and we will come back, Lord willing, and continue looking at the plagues number 8 and locust here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you so much for sticking around with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed. Let's keep our study going, shall we? We've been looking at the 10 plagues. We're ready for the 8th one, which consumes the first 20 verses of the 10th chapter of Exodus. That would be the plague of locusts. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know that I am the Lord." And Moses and Aaron came in to Pharaoh and said, "Thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, How long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve thee. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locust into thy coast. They shall cover the face, or literally the eye of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth. They shall eat the residue which is escaped, which remained to you from the hail. And they shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses, and the houses of thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy father nor thy father's father have seen since the day they were upon the earth unto this day." And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servants said unto him, "How long will this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed?" And we see the servants are saying, why don't you just let them go? But Pharaoh is stubborn. He will not relent. He will not let God's people go. Moses and Aaron again are brought before Pharaoh, verse 8. And he said unto them, "Go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go?" And Moses said, "We will go out with our young and with our old, our sons and daughters, our flock and our herds we will go. We must hold a feast to the Lord." He said unto them, "Let the Lord be so with you. I will let you go, your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, that ye are that men, and serve the Lord." And they were driven from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go ahead and stretch out your hand and smite it. Bring all these locusts up." So he did. And imagine You've just survived a hailstorm unlike any hailstorm ever been recorded. You lost crops, you lost animals, you lost people, you lost possessions, and now you're just thinking, boy, I am so glad that it did not get my prized crop in the backfield. And now you have so many locusts, the Bible says you can't see the ground because of all these locusts. Well, that's going to be a problem for you, because they're going to eat everything that you have. Now, Serapiah is the Egyptian deity protector from locusts. They had a deity that they worshiped, whose one job was to keep the locust at bay. And this deity, this Egyptian god, failed. Well, I could have told you they'd have failed, because they don't exist. They're not real. They have no power. So Pharaoh's going to offer a compromise. The compromise is rejected. Again, Pharaoh's going to acknowledge his sin. The Lord, verse 19, turned a mighty strong wind, a west wind, took away the locusts, cast them into the Red Sea. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. See, God is orchestrating this because God needs Pharaoh to realize God's in control, not Pharaoh. Let's look at our ninth plague. We're building here. That finishes up Exodus chapter 10, verses 21 through 29. The Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt." Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt was there for 3 days. They saw not one another, nor any man rose from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go ye, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed, and let your little ones also go with you." Moses said, "Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us, and there shall not be a hoof left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. We know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's hearts, and he would not let him go. Pharaoh said unto him, "Get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more. For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die." And Moses said, "Thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face no more." Now darkness happens at midday. So thick for 3 days. You don't go to work. You don't go out in the field. You don't leave the comfort of your house because you don't know what's out there anymore. But over in the land of Goshen, where God's people live, well, there's not a problem at all. The sun is a shining and it's a beautiful day. Now, Thoth was the Egyptian moon god, and they had at least 5 sun gods: Re or Ra, Amon Ra, Aten, Atum, and Horus. And all these gods, they just failed their job there, didn't they? Well, you see, of course they're going to fail their job. Of course they're going to fail their job. Friends, they don't exist. So Pharaoh says, "We'll go, but you got to leave some stuff here. You got to leave collateral to come back." And Moses says, "I can't do that. We don't exactly know what we're going to need to sacrifice unto God until we get there." So Pharaoh says, "Well, you better just leave my face, because if you see my face again, you need to be dead." And so that is the ninth plague. We've talked about water turning to blood. We've talked about frogs and lice and flies and disease on cattle and bulls and hail and locusts and darkness. And next week, Lord willing, we'll talk about the death of the firstborn. And with that, we'll also study the 12th chapter. We'll talk about the Passover, a wonderful thing that we need to understand so we understand the New Testament even more. If you have missed any of our studies in Exodus or anything else we've studied on this program, you can catch them all online at my website, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword, R-E-E-D, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword, or tell you what, just Google my name, Justin Reed, Reading the Word, and you just click right there. You can download them. You can play them directly online. That way we can study along together at your convenience. I do hope that you will join us next week, as we will talk about, Lord willing, the death of the firstborn, and we will just continue our study of Exodus here on Reading the Word. Until then, may the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.